礼节美语。
晚宴结束， Jason 跟同事 Harold 一起往外走。 Jason 是从中国来的，对西方人交往时回避谈钱的问题感到不解，问这样做是不是为了不去刺激那些没什么钱的人。 Harold 回答说，
Yes, I think you hit the nail on the head. Also, I think many Westerners believe that if you're rich, you should be quiet about it. In fact, I believe many wealthy people in the West feel a little bit guilty.
Why would they feel guilty?
Because so many other people work very hard, but never become successful. When the wealthy turn on the TV, they see so much pain and suffering, but their own lives are so comfortable.
Ah, I can understand that. If I were a wealthy person, I think I would feel the same way.
Harold 说，
Jason, you hit the nail on the head.
你说的一点没错。
To hit the nail on the head.
意思是一下子就说到点子上。还有两种类似的说法，一种是
You're right on.
另外一种说法是
You are right on the money.
都是同样的意思。他说，因为西方很多人不喜欢炫富，有些人还会因为自己太有钱而其他人的生活贫苦而感到内疚。Harold 说，
It's interesting that some of the most successful entrepreneurs, such as John D. Rockefeller and Bill Gates, ended up setting up charity organizations and giving away a large portion of the money they made.
So you're saying that Bill Gates, for example, doesn't necessarily think he deserves all the money he made? He knows a part of it was luck, right?
Yeah. Bill Gates is a computer genius, but he was there at the right place at the right time.
That's a good attitude. It's good to remember that hard work and good luck often go hand in hand. Okay, so one more time. What's the etiquette when it comes to talking about money with Westerners?
Harold 说，这也就是为什么比尔盖茨和洛克菲勒这种成功的企业家最后都会
end up setting up charity organizations.
成立慈善机构，把钱捐出去。虽说比尔盖茨是电脑天才，但他的成功在很大程度上也是靠机遇。
He was there at the right place at the right time.
他在正确的时间出现在了正确的地方，类似中文里说的天时地利人和。 Jason 很欣赏这种心态，因为
Hard work and good luck often go hand in hand.
勤奋和运气，二者往往必须兼备才能成功。
If the person doesn't volunteer information about how much something costs,Don't bring it up. Don't ask about personal savings or salary.
Is it okay to comment on or praise someone's possessions? If you have a really nice car, can I say, Wow, nice car?
Yeah, that's fine. It only gets complicated when you start talking about specific prices.
I see your point. Topics like that would lead to embarrassment.
Exactly. Maybe Mr. Jones's apartment was really expensive, but his company paid for it. Or maybe he overpaid and got a bad deal.In either case, it's easier for everyone if we don't discuss it in public.
Harold 最后总结说，在西方，除非别人主动告诉你，否则不要问人家赚了多少工资，有多少存款，买东西花了多少钱这类问题。可以夸别人的东西好，但是不要询问价钱，免得彼此尴尬。